on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time to take a look at what's happening in rugby league.
Well, of course it'll be a fortress, Terry. What a silly thing to say, as if it won't be.
Of course.
Daily Cherry Evans, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. It'll always be a fortress there, won't it?
I think it will. history suggests it's always been a fortress. We may have derailed a little bit with a couple of losses, but hey, we're definitely more focused about what we need to do at Brookvale Oval this year.
Mate, we were lucky enough to have Nate Miles at our annual lunch on Friday. It was terrific, and he's excited about the upcoming season and the squad you've been able to get together. So there's Nate joins you, Martin Tapau, you know, Dylan Walker will be in the halves, Lewis Brown should be there. It's exciting times.
It is, mate. Anything that's new is obviously exciting for a club. It may have seemed as though it's going to be the end of the world at the last year's season with the way we finished. But the club's gone out and they've grabbed some world-class players. And look, personally, it's hard not to be excited with the calibre of players we have on our side. But the hardest part is to put it together on the field. So we're under no illusions that there's still a lot of work to be done.
And Daly, you must feel like you've got a weight off your shoulders. You know, all the controversy of the contract last year. It seemed to be a daily, not a weekly thing, but a daily. Sorry, the pun, a daily thing. So you must be having a bit of, well, I know it's round one, a bit of fun, more fun at training.
Oh, mate, look, my situation right now, I really do appreciate how lucky I am. So going to training every day and working hard with the boys, it's definitely a pleasure. I've definitely probably got a different mindset leading into this season. I can probably worry about my job in the side a lot more other than life away from rugby league. And with life on the football field sorted out for a while, I think that there'll be a lot more of a relaxed mindset for me moving forward this season.
Daly, I mean, it's long gone, that whole contract negotiation, what have you, but in reality, mate, did you need to see some change there to stay?
That was a big misconception. To be completely honest, I was very, very upfront and honest with Tuves during the whole process. And, you know, I said I love Tuves, but I said to him, to his face, I wanted to be at that club no matter who was my coach. I love the area, I love the lifestyle, and my family enjoys it more than anything. So, you know, it could have been Jeff Tuvey, it could have been Des Hasler, it could have been Craig Bellamy. It didn't bother me who was the coach. I just wanted to stay there and play with my teammates and enjoy this beautiful lifestyle. So, very big misconceptions thrown out there, but I guess that's what the media does best, don't they?
Daly, I understand that you don't, you know, halves partners anymore. You know, you're on separate sides of the ruck. But how long before Dylan Walker gets to find his feet? It's a big ask.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of external pressure on Dylan, but within the side, we're extremely happy with the way he's trained, the way he's settled into his role in the side. I guess the way the game's changed into half splitting the field. I think Dylan and myself will take that probably to a new level, hopefully, in regards to not pigeonholing ourselves as just one side. We make sure we swap sides regularly during training to make sure we have combinations with both sides of the field. So we're looking forward to hopefully mixing it up and basically just making it harder for sides to come up against us and know what we're going to do.
Nate Miles, in a chat I had last Friday, Daly, was just saying that Trent Barrett has got this great ability to get you guys really humming together as a team. He's performing very nicely early on as a coach.
He is, mate. He's done a fantastic job coming in and basically instilling a confidence in us that we can trust our coach's game plan for this season. You know, it's very important that you need to trust and play hard for what your coach is telling you. And I feel as though that with such a big change of numbers in our squad, we've all put everything aside and just worked really hard to that common goal and to them common themes within our side. So the hardest work is still yet to come on the field, but we feel as though we've a lot of hard work and hopefully it's paid off through the preseason with some wins this year.
Daly, would it be the plan to try and run around those big bulldog forwards? They're massive men. I'd be staying out of the way of a fair few of them. but is that the key with it? Two less interchanges if you can run them around even a little bit more?
Well, look, we have a lot of respect for the Bulldogs side. Their coach included, they're a fantastic side, and they're a side that we feel as though are going to be contenders at some stage this season. So we need to make sure that we respect them. But to be completely honest, I feel as though with such a new squad, we need to make sure that we worry about ourselves. We really do need to make sure that what we've trained for in this preseason over the last 3 or 4 months, that we go out there and we do that properly. And we really are confident in that if we can execute our game plan every week, we'll be hard to beat.
How full strength? Is anybody on the injured list at the moment, Daly, for round one?
No, mate. As it stands right now, we're naming probably our strongest 17 to start the season.
Beautiful.
Very exciting.
Beautiful. Which didn't happen very much throughout last season, did it?
I think it's a big key for anyone who's trying to contend for the premiership. You need to keep your best 17 on the field for the whole season, if not the most important part, which is at the end. I can only think of the couple of years ago, 2 years ago, where we lost the likes of Anthony Watmo and Matt Ballon a week and 2 weeks before the final series. And, mate, it just cripples you. You need your most important players and you need your best players on the field at the right time. And I think the start of the year and the end of the year are definitely there.
And, mate, Brookvale Oval, the deal is done again.
Yes.
I know you guys train at Narrabeen. Have you been down to have a look at the surface there?
Unfortunately not yet. Maybe because it has taken so long to sort this deal out, we haven't been able to get down there as often as we've liked. But with that being said, I'm sure that the groundskeeper's got the field in tip-top nick. It's always in great condition, Brookvale Oval, despite what the punters say. We love it down there. And you know what? I can't wait to get back down there. The crowd's going to be unreal. There's a lot to be excited about at the Manly Seagulls at the moment. And I feel as though I get that vibe from the fans and members when I'm out there talking to them. So I can't wait to see them all there in numbers on Friday night.
Do you get a captain's run there, where you get it, or you'll be fresh up, first up there on Friday night?
No. I dare say we'll get a sneak peek on Thursday.
Right. That's
usually the case. It's a new regime this year, but I dare say that's one tradition we will keep as we get the final run there.
Fantastic. Daly, terrific to chat. We urge all Manly supporters and Bulldog supporters too to get down there, and it's going to be a cracking Friday night match. Manly, a new look Manly, a new era for Manly.
Looks good.
With Trent Barrett at the helm there, up against the Bulldogs, their arch rivals. Good on you, Daly. Thanks so much, mate. Play well. Have a big year.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Good on you. Great to chat to DCE and Manly, $1.65 favourites. The Bulldogs, $2.30.
Slats, you can get down there. You can get they're going to be handing out some Dakin Seagulls flags. They're going to be handed out to the first 5,000 through the gates there on Friday night. Tickets from Ticketmaster. Supporters are encouraged to pre-purchase their tickets, and it's the better way. You don't want to get to the ground then try and get your tickets. Pre-purchase your tickets. Brookvale Oval, Manly up against the Bulldogs.